to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 96 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we have one of those fun shows that we call The Sounds of the Parks. Basically, what we do is walk around the parks, either talking about what we're seeing, or just letting the parks talk for themselves. On this recording, it's John and Sam from a couple weeks ago, and they kind of do both. You'll hear them talking a little bit about the new offerings they have for Disney Hollywood Studios in the Frozen summer, but what's just as important and as fun is you get to listen to the sounds and the different things going on behind them. There's parts of this recording that are really, really cool, in that you hear some of the great background noises. Streets of America, I never realized, but there's car noises going on with the soundtrack. Very cool. Well, anyway, what you'll also hear is a little bit of inside the 50s prime time, and one last ride through listening to Mushu telling us all about the development of a character over at the Animation Courtyard. So, here we go, guys. Get your headphones out. Get ready to enjoy this show, and we'll talk to you later.
Hey guys, it's Sam from Sam's Disney Diary and the Disney Nerds Podcast. I am once again in front of Disney's Hollywood Studios. It is July 2015, or the summer 2015, and we like doing our Star Wars Weekends walkthrough so much that I thought once again I would get back John, otherwise known as Johnny Hollywood.
How's it going, everybody?
It's going great. So, Johnny Hollywood, you like that? We had to give you a nickname.
That's perfect, because I'm here all the time, so it's my home away from home.
It is your home away from home, and that's why we wanted you on the show. So we're about to walk through the gates and then check out Frozen Summer. But more importantly, I think this is a time capsule, because we are at a point in Hollywood Studios history where it will never look like it does right now again.
Exactly. There's a lot of anticipation for announcements that are coming soon, that have not been made, but you can tell changes are being made.
Absolutely, and we're going to walk around and see some of those. So this is the context of the Frozen Summer, but unlike Star Wars Weekends, just standing here in the promenade, this is regular Hollywood Studios background music.
Correct, and it will change, obviously, once we get into the park, but no blaring Star Wars music like Star Wars Weekends.
But I'm good with that, yeah. Right? I love that. And Star Wars Weekends, this place turns into Star Wars. I guess the point is, for Frozen Summer Fun, it's not transformed into Frozen, but there's a lot here.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead and head in. I do have with me, we're going to try this now, see if it works this time, my Star Wars Weekends 2014 Magic Band, which lights up and breathes like Darth Vader.
Would you like better than the 2015 Magic Band?
Yeah, so let's give this a shot to see if it works. We definitely got red when it came in, but I don't think that we heard the audio. Darn it. Maybe next time. All right, we're at the crossroads. And, John, here I'm seeing so, obviously, the Times guides and the maps all have Anna and Elsa on them. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I mean, the Times guide is called your Frozen Summer Fun Times guide.
Exactly, which has your Frozen events and also the show times and any normal times guide in any other park.
Which I think is key, because the show times here is Beauty and the Beast, it's the coolest summer ever dance party, Disney Junior, first time in forever, Indy Jones. It's your times guide, but it just sort of has a Frozen theme to it, which is okay. Fine. Now, walking down Sunset. You know, I love the, here's one thing I love, and I got a picture of this to go. The Frozen Fun sign right in front of the Go sign. Let it go. Get it?
Nice.
I thought that was pretty fun. I did. Okay, looking right down Hollywood Boulevard, we are looking at essentially what was, and I got to say, that's the same stage as Star Wars Weekends, with a different banner, with some different theming, but now it's the Frozen Summer Stage, yeah. Event stage, whatever you want to call it.
And Sam's right on the money. Same stage, exact same steps where they were for Star Wars Weekends. Just a different backdrop and a different video screen.
And that's okay. And now looking down Hollywood Boulevard, there are Frozen Fun signs all over the place.
Yeah, so there's the banners.
But that's okay. The banners, there's a banner with Olaf, a banner with Anna and Elsa. It looks good.
And the background music's very, very light. It's not overbearing. And it's not in your face the whole entire time.
You know, we have to mention that because I think it might have been turned down a little bit even. There's not a lot. We're in the middle of Sunset Boulevard, and I'm hearing more people around us than music.
Exactly.
Which is good. Headed past Starbucks, they have the mugs in, which are good. I have mine. I have my Animal Kingdom mug too, but that's
a
different show.
So you have all
four? I have all four here, so now I need to go to Disneyland to get Disneyland and California Adventure.
Which you're going to too.
Uh-oh, stop. All right, we can keep going. We're walking past the turn-in, which is the left goes to Echo Lake. Now, here's something pretty new here, is where the Times board was historically. Mm-hmm. There's a big screen that's basically displaying times of all of the shows and events happening in studios. That looks a little familiar.
Exactly, from Star Wars Weekends.
So one of the big screens that was in the Theater of the Stars for Star Wars Weekends has been moved and repurposed to be an event screen of sorts.
And when the parade hits and the fireworks hit, they have live video feed of the characters going down the street and also the characters on the stage before the fireworks.
Awesome. So I have not witnessed the fireworks yet. I'll see that tonight. So that's a great use for it. So basically, if you're down Hollywood Boulevard standing in front of Starbucks or standing in front of Disney and Company, the big store here, you can watch the screen and essentially see what's happening on the stage.
Exactly.
I sort of like that. Looking down Sunset, because I don't know that we'll get down there, I think there's one thing we need to mention. Looking down Sunset Boulevard to Beverly Sunset, and then Villains in Vogue, which is the store on the left, has a new name all of a sudden.
Yeah, and it's Real Vogue, which has the Fab Five merchandise from Mickey, Donald, Minnie, Goofy.
And we went in there a little earlier today. There's still some Villains merchandise, but they're obviously re-theming that to be other stuff as well, which is fine.
Yeah.
And on the right, the same store is the Frozen store, which has just about everything you could imagine Frozen. That's the one on the right.
And that takes over Wandering Oakens from last year. There's ice skating.
So last year, well, that's a good point, because last year we were back in what was the AMC Theater, or the exit for the Backlot Tour,
mm-hmm.
which was then recently
Darth Maul,
mm-hmm. and now it is nothing, right?
Exactly.
All right. Let's head up here, because I think I hear the Citizens of Hollywood.
Nice.
Which is always nice to hear. Yeah, I definitely hear a little screeching over there.
Yeah.
Let's head over that direction. So we're... Oh, the movie stars are out.
Bag that is not a phone or money.
I don't care.
You don't have to show it. Mints. 99 mints. Walk into a bar. Mints. Yes. Mints.
99 mints! Walk into the... And the bartender said, "Hi, here, mints. I cannot serve you any..." You know what? I'm feeling kind of nice.
Ha ha, that's a breath of fresh air. There you go. We're going to keep walking past the Citizens of Hollywood, which are located right near the statue of the filmmaker, which we all think is Walt. Headed into the main concourse here, or the center, where the center stage is. And the stage, like we mentioned, is a lot like the stage for Star Wars Weekends. Now, Star Wars Weekends, they do the parade, which is all the Star Wars characters. They also have a parade happening here for the Frozen Summer, right?
It's the Royal Welcome, and it happens 10:30 and 1:30, so there's two showings. And the best thing about this, that Star Wars doesn't do, it's two times, and they go all the way down Star Tours.
They go all the way. So there's nobody cutting off or going on the stage. It's essentially a parade that goes all the way down. Now, I will say that the parade is weather permitting.
Exactly.
I had a little issue earlier today when I tried to record it because I'm only here for one day, and the 1:30 parade was rained on, and it was the B mode, so they didn't stop and sing. But typically what happens here? Where's the right spot to watch this parade?
It's Hollywood Boulevard. And they stop and sing Let It Go, and the characters come out and walk in a circle around the floats, and then they stop by the stage as well.
So there are maybe four or five floats, which have been repurposed. I still recognize them as the Very Merry Christmas Party floats. You have the first one was, who was the first one?
Anna was in the carriage with the horse.
Anna was in the carriage with a horse, which I think is the first time I saw a horse on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, and then you had Olaf on the old Mr. Scrooge. From Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And then you had Kristoff and the Chippendale.
On the Chippendale float. Yeah. So we know that. But, you know, if you're a little kid and you don't know that, it's fine. You got Kristoff and then the last one's Anna.
Elsa.
I'm sorry, the Snow Queen with her Snow Queens around her.
Yeah.
And now traditionally they would stop if the weather was right, and they sort of do a little song, they sing. But I think what's cool is they have mics on, right?
No, it's the best thing I've seen with a parade. To sit by a daughter who has Anna dress, and Anna says, "Oh, you look like me," and interact with kids is brilliant.
And they're mic'd, so everyone hears the conversations that they're having, which is different than I've ever seen at other Disney parades, and I really like that.
It's brilliant. And they have Florida snow up and down Hollywood and all the way to the Star Tours.
Yeah, Florida snow, which isn't snow. Don't eat it, kids. This is the same snow as Christmas and probably the same Christmas snow machines that do it, but it's really soaked, so don't eat that. But we hear there's summer music playing. I like that.
Yeah. Because it's the coolest summer ever.
It is. And just like Star Wars Weekends, we have a hashtag here. Hashtag Frozen Summer. So if you're using Instagram or Twitter, that's what they're encouraging you to do. Mm-hmm. So head on out there and look for hashtag Frozen Summer, and you'll probably see lots of pictures from this event.
Exactly. And when you're waiting for the fireworks, when the DJ's on, you'll see your pictures with hashtags.
So. Which is cool. So we'll talk about that in a second. Now, just like we did the Feel the Force package and the VIP package for Star Wars Weekends, there's a very similar package for Frozen. It's the Frozen Premiere package, right?
Right. Unlike Star Wars packages, there's only one, and you get...
Which is good. You're not confused about a premium package or a premium plus or VIP. There's one package. If you can get it, that's awesome. And it gives you similar to Star Wars Weekends because one of them is a VIP parade viewing, right?
Exactly. It's the same location as the Star Wars. You get a VIP to one select show of the sing-along, which we'll cover soon. And then a dessert party of desserts and beverages right before the fireworks hit.
So just like Star Wars Weekends, we are looking at the Chinese theater, looking at the stage. And on my left-hand side, there's a large area that gets roped off, and that becomes the premium package parade viewing area, right?
Exactly. Right in front of the Hollywood Studio sign with the stars around it. And hour to hour, 15 minutes before the fireworks hit, you're all out in, and great dessert, cupcakes.
Well, at that point, for the parade, it's waters and Mickey bars and things like that, right?
Right.
And then that gets you, as you mentioned, a fast pass to one of the Frozen attractions happening, which doesn't count against your three fast passes.
Exactly.
So plan accordingly.
Yep. And it's a paper fast pass like Star Wars when we got the one for
a show. And I see people wearing them around their neck, Frozen premium package, which is awesome. And then it also gets you the dessert party for fireworks at night. And this is pretty cool because what they've done is extended, really, what they were doing for Star Wars Weekends right into the summer. And it's a way for them to provide a VIP experience of types.
And not to harp on Star Wars, but they had two premium packages. So it really took up the public space to get in front of the stage for the dance party and for the fireworks. With this, there's a lot of area for the regular guests to be in front of the stage.
Which is good because you only have a small piece of it. Basically, looking at the stage, the left-hand side's the fireworks package.
Right.
Let's call it that. And the right-hand side is regular viewing.
Right, which is great.
Which is good. Now, is there a stage show before the fireworks like Star Wars?
Yes, it's actually through the fireworks. So they have a show before the fireworks, have a little bit of the fireworks, and then they have the ending of the show and then the finale of the fireworks ended.
So it's more of an, it's not, hey, here's a show and here's fireworks. It sort of goes on the whole time.
Exactly.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's
I like that idea a lot. All right, so Frozen Summer, stage looks great. Let's head to the left and head down here towards the theater, which last time we were here, just a month ago for Star Wars Weekends, this was still the Theater of the Stars.
Right.
But all of the signage has changed. And in fact, let's talk about that for a second, because Star Wars Weekends ended on June 15th?
14th.
And then June 17th, Frozen Summer started.
Right.
So 2 days. Basically, Star Wars Weekends is Sunday night, mm-hmm. and then Wednesday, Frozen starts.
Well, I camped out for the last Star Wars Weekends.
You camped out?
And they were
You were one of the guys out there in the tent?
Yeah.
Did you spend all night?
Spent every night of Star Wars Weekends.
I love it.
Each weekend, so.
There you have it. And that's why we call you Johnny Hollywood.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And the last weekend, they were having dress rehearsals of Frozen throughout the night, so.
Oh, so in the middle of the night, they were prepping for Frozen with rehearsals while Star Wars Weekends was happening. That's pretty cool.
Correct.
So now I am looking at the brand new Hyperion, or the Hyperion Theater, for the Frozen First Time in Forever sing-along.
Right.
So I've not seen this yet. I will have audio for it. You might be hearing it right now on the show because we have fast passes for later today. But this is essentially the show that was previously in the Premier Theater back on the streets of America.
Correct.
So what's different here now?
The background and the big LCD screen that is from Star Wars, Stars of the Saga talk shows.
Okay, so over at the Beauty and the Beast stage, the theater and the stars, and we talked about this and we have lots of video of it. There was a huge screen on stage that they stood in front of. Mm-hmm. They've moved that and repurposed it into the Hyperion Theater. And now it's the background?
It looks amazing. It looks absolutely amazing.
That's cool. I can't wait to see more of that. It is hot in the sun.
Yes.
There's no hat to shade us. Did we say that last time?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would be standing in the shade. All right, so we continue to walk. Men and Bills is on the left.
And this goes right back to the show.
Yes.
It's the same identical show as the previous one in the premiere.
Okay,
theater.
So the Hyperion Theater with all the frozen icicles hanging from the top of it here. It's the same show that we had previously, but obviously this is a bigger venue.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? So American Idol out, Frozen in, makes sense.
And everyone
there's a show starting in there.
It's every 30 minutes on the hour, so 9:30 all the way to 8:30 at night.
9:30 to 8:30. When are fireworks?
9:45.
So if you went to that last show, could you catch fireworks?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That makes sense. So you could always do that. On our right-hand side, the Academy of Theater Arts. Always say hi to the Walt Disney statue in here. And if you haven't stopped and looked at that, stop and take your picture with Walt Disney. That's awesome stuff. For sure.
One more quick thing about the show, and I'll end it with the show. Fast Pass is the way to go with that, because you can get right into the building and wait for the doors to open. With standby, you lay down in the sun until 10 minutes before a show, and they'll allow you in. So
I can get a fast pass and wait in the building, or I can stand in the sun and wait?
Correct.
I think I want a fast pass.
Exactly.
Get your fast pass for that as quick as you can.
Exactly.
All right, so we're coming up on some Frozen merchandise here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interesting enough, though, Jedi Training Academy is still happening right here in the building.
Right.
So those things haven't changed, and they're still happening.
The Force will be with us always.
Yeah, it will, and it remains. Indy Jones is on our left, and we're approaching the sound stage. Have they changed the name of this yet?
No, it's still called the...
I don't see the sign that used to say ABC Soundstage. It's gone. So I don't know what this is called, but this is the place... That, maybe it's there. No, that's the radio. So I don't see the sign that used to be there.
ABC Sound Studio.
They call it that on the map, but the sign's gone that used to be there. And now this is Frozen Fever. This is where you see the preview. So we watch Star Wars Rebels in here, and I watch Cinderella in here, and I watch Lone Ranger in here.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is Frozen Fever.
Which was the short before the movie Cinderella.
Absolutely. It's the short that was happening. I've not seen it yet. I'm going to see it here. So if you didn't see Cinderella and you want to see the Frozen short, you can watch it here for park admission every half an hour.
And the freezing AC, which is nice.
In good air condition?
Yeah.
That is great. So let's keep walking.
Speaking of the time capsule, as we see Indy and we see the Backlot Express, we have to imagine this will be gone within a couple of years.
It might be sooner than that, and I hope that Rebel Hanger was a preview. What's the call?
Oh, it was great.
Because we're looking at the Hollywood Backlot Express, and straight in front of us is Star Tours, and Jedi Academy is happening right now. So we're going to walk past it and let you listen to Jedi Academy for a second.
Students, watch me. I'm going to show you how to hold the lightsaber. Two hands, hold it up high like this. Little crouch, and then an action stance. Spread your feet. Get up high with your hands. Younglings, we hold it like this to protect your young eyes from the light. Ghost deactivate, which only training stage means you just push it in with your hand. Go ahead, push the lightsaber in.
Yeah, I like Star Tours. Don't you?
Yeah, it's, even when it's not Star Wars weekend, it's a great ride.
Yeah, all right, so which way do we need to go? Towards the sci-fi or back towards Muppet Vision? We're going to head towards Muppet Vision. And I'm only doing that for one reason. I'm going to get a little audio of Muppet Vision. Shout out to Steve Swanson. Steve, I know you're listening. We're not quite there yet, but just about. So still lots happening back here. But not as much as Star Wars Weekends, no. That's for sure. So we're going to head towards Muppet Vision. I'm looking at the sign right now, looking at the huge Kermit hot air balloon. And we're going to cut to the right to get to the streets of America, which were pretty busy last time we walked back here with Malt Sweat and Cheers and everybody going back to Darth Maul. But I got to tell you, there's not a lot going on back here right now. Cinderella's Carousel is even gone that was back here for a photo op.
Now, as there's Malt Sweat and Cheers playing here, or there's a Lights and Murder action getting ready to start or letting out, the street's pretty dead.
Still takes us back to Lights Motors action, like you just mentioned, which is still going two times a day. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen that, I would see it sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Actually, this is my first walk back here so far today, so... Yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playset is still there.
Yeah, imagine that.
That can't possibly be there much longer. Used Guys merchandise still have the superhero stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I didn't say Marvel, I said superheroes, because that's what they have.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a Statue of Liberty Welcome Center here on the right. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Not much background noise. I'm used to hearing all the screeching and the tires and that kind of stuff. The pretzel garden has a little line. Let's cut into the I Shrunk the Kids playset and kind of through there to... Is that the Studio Catering Company? Is that the name of the place back here? See that? I remember. And the Backlot Tour, or I'm sorry, what used to be the Backlot Tour, which is sort of interesting. We're looking at New York. We have the Studios Catering Company, and we have a queue that used to be the Backlot. Which, man, there's not much going on back here. We'll keep walking through. I think the birds are louder than any background music.
That's been in every park, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, but... When we went to the Magic Kingdom last night, it didn't seem like the music was that loud.
Not as loud as normally, maybe. I'm not exactly sure. All right, so this is the store on the left across from Studios Catering Company that was Star Wars Weekends. Now, are you telling me I can get my Boba Fett back here? Is that what you said?
The restaurant by Star Tours.
Oh, I'm going to have to swing back around there because I did not get that at Star Wars Weekends. Lots of people cranking penny machines. I see that going on. But it's still Star Wars merchandise back here. And an Elsa photo ops back here as far as sitting in a little booth and getting the cartoon and superimposed on you. Here's the fountain from Splash is still back here. The high octane refreshments appears to have no line. Is it bad when you know the bartender?
Yeah. It's a great thing.
Because I do know him, but I'll come back and say hi later. All right, on our left-hand side, what used to be the backlot tour, just with a garage door that's pulled down. That's about it.
And Darth Vader's meet and greet was here. And when you were in the queue line, you could see the entrance of the old backlot tour. And you could see some construction vehicles around where they had the Pearl Harbor water attacks.
Ah, so the first scene from that. Yeah, you would think there's some construction going on. Now we're walking past stage one, which will be the extended track to Toy Story Mania. We know that.
Yep.
So, hey, an Inside Out poster. How about that? In theaters June 19th. You know, I got to mention, I have not seen a lot of Inside Out merchandise, period.
Mm-mm. We saw that one little rack at Magic Kingdom.
And I've seen no rack here at Studios, although they do have them back, as we talked about on the show a few weeks ago. You can draw them back in the animation building, but we'll talk more about the animation building in a second. So we're approaching Pixar Place.
Which we know is not going to change much in the front part.
No, although we still don't know how they're going to do the third track.
Yeah.
If it's going to be Fast Pass, if it's going to be a cutoff, or how exactly they're going to do that.
But, well, last year you were here for the Fast Pass.
For the testing, yeah. When they went Fast Pass only. And that was unfortunate to some people that didn't know it was happening.
Yeah.
70-minute standby wait for Toy Story Mania. We do have Fast Passes later. And in fact, I'm going to show you how to ride that thing. I'm going to show you all the Easter eggs, which if you're interested in, drop me a note, sam@thedisneynerds.com, and maybe we'll talk about it on the show at some point. Hey, howdy, hey. You should be able to buy that pennant, hey, howdy, hey, up there on the right. All right, so we're leaving Toy Story Mania, and I think this is where things get interesting, especially recently with some of the rumors and some of the confirmations from Disney, because the building that used to be Jack Sparrow is physically a separate building from Toy Story Mania.
Correct.
Although there's a bridge that goes across them, that bridge goes back to the original purpose of Hollywood Studios and the studio's backlot tour, when you would tour television sets throughout this entire way. That's a show we have to do someday, where Hollywood Studios started, because it was a half-day park for movie tours.
Definitely.
Now, this building that's starting, the first thing we see is One Man's Dream. This building has One Man's Dream on our left. Then coming up on our left is Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Then past that is the Animation Courtyard.
Right.
Right? It's all the same building. Now, One Man's Dream is still open. Voyage of the Little Mermaid is still open. And further down, the Animation Courtyard for now is open, but we've heard that that's going to be closing. Right?
Right.
So, if the Animation Courtyard is closing, let's talk about, well, we'll go inside the Animation Courtyard in a second. But for now, I point out that it's the same building because there were some rumors that One Man's Dream is going to close.
I have heard that after the Animation Building. I have no facts that that would happen. My take with that would be that they might be closing just because the theater exit is close enough to the Animation Building where construction could get dicey. And
so, and I agree with you. The Animation Building and the Animation Courtyard. So this is the building that has all of the gifts. It's the building where you go in and see the show with Mushu. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, this is Once Upon a Time where all the animators were. In fact, if you want to talk about the original, we had an interview with Jerry Reese who talked about doing the original movie with Walter Cronkite and Robin Williams, which was just phenomenal. I encourage you to go back and listen to that interview. But today, when you look at it, there's been some issues with this building recently.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say issues, I mean the air condition hasn't worked steadily.
No.
There appear to be some leaks based on some buckets that might be placed in locations and signs, caution, wet floor. And it's quite possible that they're looking at redoing this, fix some structural issues with the building, and then come back with something different. And when we talk about something different, the one inside-out activity you can do here is to sit down in the Animation Academy and draw them. That's very popular.
Oh, it's a two-hour wait during the day because the shows are 30 minutes, and you got to wait. The line gets to two and a half hours.
So it might make sense for Disney to expand that, make it a little bigger, and allow more people to get through that, and maybe not focus on all the old animation stuff. Okay. So, but as you say that, if you're going to close this building and you do need to do some things to it, the exit to One Man's Dream is right next to it. So you can't have people walking through here if you're putting walls up. Exactly. So I really think anything happening to One Man's Dream is temporary.
100%.
And I am hoping that for certain. Now, that said, we're back in the Animation Academy. Let's sort of skip past the show, although I'd love to get audio of that. Because I don't know if that's going to be back. We might not see that again.
I already said it's current form.
I agree with that. The Animation Academy, now, this is a meet and greet, classically. Or recently, this is where there have been lots of characters. In fact, they put a nice Mickey. This is where you meet Sorcerer Mickey. This is where you can meet Minnie Mouse. The Incredibles have been back here for a long time. Drawn to animation. Come see me, Mushu. So we're going to skip around, go into the character department, which is where the good stuff is. Now, when I say good stuff, we are standing near the Animation Academy, the line as long as you'd imagine. We're walking to where the Incredibles historically were, but it does not appear that they're here today.
They were taken out a week before Star Wars weekend started.
Okay. I see Sorcerer Mickey, and I see Minnie Mouse have a line. I also see Baymax and Hero here. So what's going to happen to Baymax and Hero?
Their last day at the animation will be July 12th.
Which is the day this is changing. So right. If you're down here in the next week, you're going to be able to see Big Hero and Baymax. Or Hero and Baymax. After that, I don't know. You know where I'd like to see them?
Huh.
Over at Tomorrowland, where the arcade used to be. Wouldn't that make sense for them to be in Tomorrowland?
Perfect.
So maybe
sense.
That'll happen. There's also a whole bunch of kiosks in here where you touch the screen and it tells you what princess you are, what character you are. It's awesome stuff. But that's an app that can be easily downloaded on anybody's iPad and used, right?
Mickey's going to be back where we just went by the Honey, I Shrunk the Audience playset. And Minnie will be in front of the Chinese Theater.
Okay, so you have to expect Minnie and Mickey to still be around. So in front of the Chinese Theater, that's where you find Pluto and Daisy and Donald and all the others.
They know they got a big Monday.
Just headed past the line, and it's pretty long for the Animation Academy. It really is. Walking through where the Emmys are, which is pretty cool to see all those. I'll tell you what's interesting is there's a lot of Disney research people back here. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Now we're going through the store here. And yes, there's a big sign, caution, wet floor. I believe it's because the roof's leaking. I don't know if that's true or not. We're going to go with that.
But this area will be open till August.
The store, yeah, absolutely. Now walking back out of the store on our left-hand side, there's Doc McStuffins. How about that? Walking right through here. That's a new character.
And the new entrance.
The new entrance to Disney Junior Playhouse. Or Disney Junior live on stage, which I have seen many times, by the way. And Doc McStuffins is right there in the entrance. I like that a lot. All right, so Doc is still here. Is this Jake on the other side?
Jake and Sophia.
Jake, Sophia, and Doc. So who's not here now? I'll have to go back and look, because there's been
Handy
a lot
Manny.
Of... Handy Manny. Oh, this, Doc McStuffin... pushes Handy Manny right out. You know, nobody wanted to do it, but it had to happen. I go back to the little Einsteins being back here.
Yeah.
Which seems so long ago now. Hi, Sophia. And the Little Mermaid always has a great line over there.
You make that good point of having... the old Jack Sparrow experience, One Man's Dream, and the Mermaid being one building.
It is one building. And that used to be part of the tour.
Yeah, you're right. Probably.
That was the walking part of the tour, if you all go all the way back.
So if one thing goes,
Well, if they're doing something to the building, mm-hmm. it's going to impact all of them. But there's no word on anything happening to Little Mermaid.
No.
I guess if it leaked in there, it wouldn't matter because the rain comes down in there anyway when you go under the sea.
True.
Have you been in that, right? That attraction?
It's been a couple months, but I've been on that
attraction. I'm only messing with you. All right, we're walking in front of the Hollywood Brown Derby. And I have to point this out. And this is for Jimmy, if nothing else. The Hollywood Brown Derby, we talked about the lounge not long ago, which now there's a permanent bar in there, which was part of that announcement they made recently. For Star Wars weekends, it was more of a temporary rollaway bar, but this is permanent now. And if I walk across to the beer stand / pretzel stand, there's a line probably 10 people deep. Looking here, there's one guy at the bar.
Yep.
It should be me, but it's not.
It's a nice hidden gem.
It is. And look at these beverages. Hold on. We got to look at the new drinks. What do we have? The Let It Go Frozen Summer. The Let It Go. This is non-alcoholic. It's pineapple juice, grenadine, ginger ale, and a souvenir glow cube. I wonder if it looks like a Millennium Falcon. That's or anything. Right. I'm guessing no. There's also a Summer Berry Margarita and a Blue Daydream.
And those are the drinks that you can get with the dessert.
Ah, nobody told me. But that makes complete sense. So let's make a left here past the Brown Derby's bar. And Starring Rolls is still here on the left. Nothing's mm-hmm. changed here, which is good. Love Starring Rolls.
Yeah. Everyone was worried about the Starbucks and what impact that would have on Starring Rolls. But
the answer? None.
Exactly.
I'm looking across two Starbucks to the outdoor seating. And not long ago when this first opened, I made some comments that the car was gone. Oh, man, they're changing the thing. Well, the car's back.
Yeah.
And it's the same one that was there. So we don't need to go all the way down Sunset Boulevard, but anything happening down there?
Well, past Rock and Roller Coaster, they're building that multi-purpose theater.
Yes, we heard about that not long ago, the multi-purpose.
As we walk left to from the Tower of Terror, you can see the crane.
Yep. There's a crane back there. There's always cranes around. There's cranes at Animal Kingdom for Avatar Land. There's cranes over to Epcot for the Soarin' expansion. There's always a crane around the castle. And now we have a crane behind the Rock and Roller Coaster for the multipurpose building.
Exactly. So it's always in a state of change.
So if you looked at Hollywood Studios from Google Maps and looked straight down, and you imagined putting a multi-purpose building in what is currently a parking lot, which you'll see behind the Rock and Roller Coaster building, which is where Darth Maul was a few years ago for Star Wars Weekends. You're really not that far from the Animation Academy, are you?
No. Which brings me to my idea of them creating a walkway where the animation building is, right to that multi-purpose.
So if you're going to revamp the animation building, maybe you could put an entrance into a multi-purpose building.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're thinking?
Exactly.
I love that idea, dude.
Exactly.
I love that. So, what else is happening Frozen Summer related? We talked about the fireworks. And, you know, as a time capsule, looking around, there's Frozen signs everywhere. But it's not overwhelming Frozen.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's signs that say it, and there's pictures of Olaf. But through the day, the citizens of Hollywood are out. We saw them. When you go into Star Wars Land, or not Star Wars Land, but Star Tours, there's theming there. When you go to Muppet Vision, there's theming there. When you go to different areas, there's theming. But there's nothing overwhelming. But if you have a little girl that's into Frozen, get those fast passes. Get those fast passes early. They have for Frozen the Royal Welcome, which is the parade we talked about. For the first time in forever, the Frozen sing-along, Olaf's Summer Cooldown, the coolest summer ever, dance party. So the dance party is just like the Star Wars Weekends. It's before and leading up to the fireworks, right?
Exactly.
Same music? What do we got?
Yeah.
Similar music, but we got...
I'm pretty sure it's similar to DJ Lobot.
Yeah, but not. But not. Does the DJ have a name for that?
DJ Chill.
DJ Chill. That's cool. That's perfect. I figured that DJ Frozen, DJ Summer Frozen, mm-hmm. DJ Chill. Very nice. The Frozen Royal Welcome welcomes Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, and Olaf as they make their way down to Hollywood Boulevard. There are also Frozen photo opportunities by the Frozen sculpture. Where's the Frozen sculpture?
Outside of the park if you're going back to the boat docks to the left.
Oh, I missed that when we walked in. See that? I was so worried about watching my Star Wars Weekends Magic Band light up that I missed the photo opportunity outside. You know, there's something else that I do need to do. Great movie ride.
Yeah, definitely.
So what has happened? We know that it's now sponsored. There's a photo opportunity outside, which you're going to take my picture at, and I will take yours. What's going on inside the Great Movie Ride?
There's a new pre-movie.
New movie. So new pre-show. So you used to go into the pre-show maybe 25 minutes long. If you were in long line long enough, you'd see it start again.
Exactly. I was in there 45 minutes, and I did not see it loop.
So it's completely different.
Completely different.
Nice.
New script through the whole ride. It has a Robert Osmond from TCM. I could have the name wrong. He narrates the whole ride, and now the cast members that are with you tell jokes from each scene.
So what used to, and I think we've all memorized this. I know my daughter did. She knows the spiel inside out and can recite it in the middle of the night. I'll hear her in there talking about the spiel. So it's completely different now.
That's animated. So that's Osmond over the speaker. And now the guy that's with you in the cart that has the microphone just tells a one-line joke.
So the gangster in the Western scene still happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's good. At least you need the cast members for that. And we're standing in front of Real Vogue. We already talked about villains in Vogue. Starbucks is across the way. I'm hungry.
Can I go to Primetime?
Let's go to Primetime. Maybe we get some good audio in Primetime.
There you go.
So for those of you that don't know, I love the Primetime Dine-In Theater. That is the 50s throwback where essentially you're headed back to Grandma's house to have dinner. And if you get the right cast member, it can be really fun.
Yeah.
Let's head that direction.
Sounds good.
We set some Olaf popcorn buckets, or is that just drinks?
Drinks.
So there you go. So see that? That's why my Boba Fett Stein's available, because they have Olaf now, and everybody wants Olaf. I'm getting Boba Fett.
But like what you said 5 minutes ago, it's not overbearing.
It's not.
I think Star Wars, which it has a more popular crowd, which makes sense. It's in your face.
Oh, Star Wars Weekends is in your face Star Wars constantly. Unless you're at the end of Hollywood Boulevard at Rock and Roller Coaster Tire Terror.
Exactly.
That's the only place where you really don't see Star Wars, but the rest of this park is Star Wars.
And we're
except for the theater, not Theater of the Stars, the premiere theater, which was Frozen.
Exactly.
But there, which is funny.
But walking across Hollywood Boulevard, you got to strain to hear the music compared to Star Wars, which is blaring nonstop.
Yeah, and you know what? I think you can even tell that if you go back and listen to it to our Star Wars Weekends 2015 walkthrough. There's a lot of background music all the time. Not as much here. So we're walking back past Dockside Diner, Men and Bills, headed over towards the 50s. But is this where the check-in is for the Frozen
exact same place
premium
where
package?
Star Wars Weekends is.
Okay. Is that what the... There's a
right.
a tarp here under covers, which is where you check in. We did get some rain today, you know? And I got to tell you, that's experience that I can throw your way for those listeners. The parade's twice a day. You have it at 1:30, and is it 11?
10:30.
10:30 and 1:30. And I wanted to go to Animal Kingdom and check out Epcot before I got here, and I thought, oh, I'll just record the 1:30 parade, but it rained, and I didn't get the full parade because it was too wet for the characters to come off the floats and walk around, which really stinks.
But I like how they have the two parades where you're not six rows deep on one street trying to see them.
Yeah, so I will tell you that back by the new Hyperion Theater, I actually watched the parade on Hollywood Boulevard, then went near the Academy display right there. But there was nobody back there.
Yeah.
I front row, snapping some pictures, get some good shots.
That's one thing Star Wars could do is have two parades during the day so it's not people camping out for 5 hours for one parade.
All right, so with that, we're approaching the 50s Primetime Cafe. The next audio that you're going to hear could be a couple of things. Let's flip a coin. It's either going to be the DJ and fireworks show or it's going to be us having lunch if the characters, if the hostess works out for us.
I hope it's the lunch.
Let's see. Let's go get checked in. Oh, that air feels good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. How are you?
Good.
Hey, James. How are you?
Good. Been here before?
I have been. And in fact, I talked to Dad, and he told me I could put my tape recorder on the table.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go for it.
He also told me that Cousin Jimmy stole the Uncle Ed's recipe and key to the liquor cabinet. There's some lemonade thing back there?
Yes. Electric
lemonade or iced tea? Which one?
I've got electric lemonade and I've got the ultimate Long Island iced tea.
Maybe it was the iced tea he told me I should have.
Both are great.
Both are good.
Absolutely. I mean, if you like sour, I didn't say go with electric lemonade.
No, then I don't want sour. I want the other one.
All right. You want to go Long Island?
I want to go, yeah. Yeah. This is good one. He told me no walkie-talkies on the phone, but the recorder was cool.
Well, we can do that one. Yeah. We can do that one. I'm going to let that one go just for now. We still have to play by the rules, though.
I elbows, cameras, off
yeah,
the table.
Yeah, yeah. All these toys, gadgets,
what are the other rules? Tell me the other rules.
We have to use our manners, sit up straight, eat all our vegetables.
Oh, I didn't. Nobody said anything about vegetables.
Oh, yes, there's vegetables. And not supplements.
Oh.
Another one is to do your chores. And have you had the most...
That is Johnny Hollywood.
You can't pass on. You can't pass on chores. The chores now are yours because you tried to pass them on. Oh. The first chore of the day is set the table.
Wow. All right.
See what words there?
All right. I got
and
it.
Also,
I got
there's another one. There's no whining unless you're drinking it. All right?
That's a great idea, too.
So you're going to go to Long Island, right?
Yes.
Can I get a Coke, please? Thank you.
It's not one of ours.
It's like $10 cheaper, so...
I didn't hear that.
So what's good?
What's good? There's a many good question there. If you're going to go appetizer-wise, I'd say the onion rings. They're awesome.
You okay.
Get a bit of everything in there.
All right, all right.
So you get good to share. Personally, favorites on the entrees, pork chop.
Pork chop.
Fried chicken.
Dad stuffed pork chop.
Oh, yeah. The pork chop is delicious. It's huge. It's definitely one to savor and enjoy. And if you want a bit of everything, this one's great. It's Mom's Sampler.
Mom's Sampler. Fried chicken.
Yeah, pot roast.
Fork tender pot roast. Fork tender.
Yes.
Sounds like it pulls right off.
Exactly. You know, it's like you're having those bear claws. You know, you've seen them on the barbecue. It's like that. So it kind of comes up really nicely.
Nice. I love it.
So it's all great with that one. And as I would say, it's all gravy because it comes in gravy on top.
It's all gravy. I like that. All right, we'll figure that one out.
Go for it. I got you a drink. Coke, you a drink?
Coke.
Sure?
Yep.
Final answer? You don't want any cherry or vanilla on it?
No, thank you.
You want to go fancy on me?
No, thank you.
You sure
you're fancy?
Sure? I'm sure.
Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy.
Plain.
All right.
Thank you.
How are we doing over here?
All right, so I'm not sure what room we're in. Actually, I do. We're in room number 2. But this is the 50s prime time. It's a pretty cool place.
I forgot. I got one thing for you.
Uh-oh.
I forgot to tell you. There's chores and there's homework.
Homework?
Yes.
I'm out.
You're out?
That's all right. What do we got?
Okay. As I see you are in Disney. Mm-hmm. I want 20 animated Disney movies that only have one word in the title.
They only have one word in the title.
Without using a walkie-talkie cell phone, technically Google and the devices, if I see them being used, they will be punishments.
All right. How many?
20.
All right.
There's a pen.
Is Snow White one word?
No.
Bambi and Cinderella. That's a great question. Bambi, Cinderella. I got that on the list here. Bolt.
Oh. There we go. You got
Pixar.
Yeah,
we're
there. Pixar. Anything within the Disney umbrella, and that includes our anime features too. Is it
two
anime features?
Ah, okay.
Three.
I didn't know there was going to be any homework. We have a dozen. So anyway, we're at the 50s prime time, which is a step back into the 50s. So look, if you're here with your mom and dad, your grandparents, and they grew up in the 50s, as much as you want to take them on Carousel Progress, you need to bring them to this restaurant. Because this really is a callback to the styles, the decor. This is all straight out of the 50s. And even the food. It's just phenomenal. When you look at Aunt Liz's fried chicken, or Cousin Ann's traditional meatloaf, or Cousin Ryan's vegetable lasagna, Grandma's pot pie, Mom's old-fashioned pot roast. There's some great stuff here. And if you get the right waiter or waitress, they'll play right along with you, and it's sort of fun. But we have homework. The 20 Pixar or Disney films that have one word in it.
That's Tarzan, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Man, that was quick.
I tried, but
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You said the twos work?
I'm not going to accept two.
Twos don't work? All right, the twos don't work, so Cars 2 is off our list. We're down to 11. But we're really just getting started.
Indeed. I bought you water as well. Yours is on the way, because you know how it goes. When Dad makes drinks, it's one for Dad,
well,
two for
key.
Dad.
It's
for
where you. Cousin Jimmy put that damn key.
I know.
You know what? He and Cousin Jen were fighting over that key.
Probably.
And yes, they were.
Probably.
And you know
oh,
that
yeah.
they were.
Us kids, we get in trouble a lot. All right.
So here's what I want to do. I want to shape things up a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
I want to do Mom's sampler,
yes.
which is fried chicken, pot roast, and meatloaf. But I don't want any chicken.
No chicken?
Just give me more of the other two things.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Do you want any one in particular? More pot roast? Or
more pot roast.
That's a sampler, more pot roast.
No
chicken.
That is the
onion. Just the onion, yes. Perfect.
Should we get an appetizer, please? Fried herb and garlic cheese.
It's a really
you're getting the onion rings, the soup. You know what? I am going to have my appetizer for dessert. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
How's that sound?
Ah, it sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
Don't forget as well, I didn't mention we do have our milkshakes, so save a little bit of room. My friend over there has got a peanut butter and jelly one, and he's nodding his head to say yes.
It's peanut good. Butter and jelly milkshake? It does sound good.
Maybe right. in a bit. I'll show it to him. How are you doing?
So another thing I want to point out here, we're at the 50s prime time. Right next to it, actually in the lobby area, is the Tune In Lounge, which is a full bar, wine, beer, you name it. But more important, they have the whole menu from this location. So you can go there, sit at the bar and get any of the entrees we just talked about. And I have done that many times.
How you doing, Elmo?
And it works out greatly. Ah, busted. Johnny Hollywood, elbows on the table. Busted. So another cool thing here in the 50s is the televisions that are old school televisions, but it's the shows that are being played on it. And I love coming here with my parents, my in-laws, because they'll talk about Car 54, Where Are You? And it just harkens back memories. And it's a great way to just sit down and sort of reminisce. More important, sit in the air condition while you're here. I really like this place. There are two restaurants in Hollywood Studios that I love. This is one, and the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater is the other. If you can get a reservation to either one, do it. I have been known to do both in the same day, doing one for lunch and doing one for late dinner. There are others here, too, at studios, right? You got Mama Melrose, you have Hollywood Grand Derby. But for some reason, I just am drawn to these two. 50s Primetime and the Sci-Fi Dine-In. I love them. And
this
a lot of that goes back
two more
to
more unique restaurants on property.
They are, absolutely. And I think some of that goes back to my first trips here to the studios. Because these are original restaurants that opened at the park, and they really haven't changed at all.
And this is part of Echo Lake, which has a lot of speculations that it's going to be gone.
It does, but this place, man. No, you don't retheme this. So, hey, I got a little piece of trivia for you here. As you're sitting in your rooms, as you walk through here, you can kind of get turned around a little bit, right? Because you don't know what's where. Oh, wait a minute. What do we got? Nice. Thank you. We're getting closer, but not there.
How long we got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Does Flubber count?
No.
Not fully animated. Has to be fully animated.
Fully.
I'm
going
to give you Atlantis as a bonus because there is more to Atlantis. It's Atlantis. But we'll give it.
Okay, all right.
We're going to let that go because it's one that's a subheading title. So we'll let you have it.
Then I could do...
No. I'm going to let you have that one. I didn't say any more. And we've got also...
We're getting there. Up, Bambi, right. Cinderella, Brave, Frozen, Aladdin, Tarzan, and Bolt, Atlantis, Cars, Pinocchio, Tangled, Hercules, Fantasia.
All right. I'm going to give you some letters. D.
Dumbo.
F. W.
Wally.
Another D.
All right.
There you go.
Another D besides Dumbo. How can we not come to Dumbo in the attractions? What are we thinking? We couldn't come up with that one?
Oh, it's a stupid story.
Yeah.
I keep on going back.
No, there's got to be another
one. I know.
I'm thinking of the other D.
Dinosaur.
Is that fully animated?
Right.
Is Dinosaur fully animated? Is that the G?
A V as well.
What else is there?
Alright. 18, 19, and one more if I can get those two. A V and F.
The F's about a dog and the V's about a bird.
The F's about a dog.
And then don't forget a P as well. The funny animal. And we've got a...
So Alice wouldn't count that. Alice in Wonderland. That's a subtitle. Oh, yeah. It's Alice in Wonderland. I love it, James. This is good stuff. You did, you did. All right. Which one?
Atlantis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me Atlantis. But that's not on your list, so there's another one. So there's 21. Is there only 20?
Actually,
is there
27.
Like a, there's 27?
Yes.
And I can't come up with 20?
Yes. You're going to find that...
So I never finished telling the story that I started telling, which was... You can get lost in this place. In fact, if you try to find your way back to the restroom right now, you might not find your way where you are. So every one of these rooms, there's a clock in the room on the wall. And there's a time on the clock. And everyone has a different time. And they're all on the hour. So there's the... We right now are in the 2 o'clock room. There's a 1 o'clock, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how the servers figure out where they are, which I thought was pretty cool. Because you can't get lost in here. And it's cool. There's nothing wrong with it. 2, 3, 4. I can see those 3 clocks in a row. James, you're all over it.
I know.
Mom's got a peanut butter layer cake.
Indeed. And if you want, you can add a scoop of ice cream on it. Oh. And it makes it delicious. And I promise you, it's decadent and delicious.
Mom's chocolate peanut butter layer cake.
And the other one is Dad's brownie sundae.
Dad's brownie sundae, brownie pieces, vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, caramel sauce, whipped cream and toppings, a traditional warm apple pie, which is never bad, a 50s pineapple upside down cake, and a cheesecake and an ice cream sundae. Oh, it's on the back. Godiva chocolate martinis, fireball cocktails, and pina colada. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Well, actually I am because I'm looking at it. Bacardi black ras rum blended with pina colada mix, raspberry puree. So the fireball whiskey and rum chata? James, it's been a wonderful meal. What do you have?
4 things.
What are they?
After eating dessert, no towel for an hour.
What? No towel for an hour. We're going to Great Movie Ride, then towel. We're good.
The next one, it's Wednesday night. Somebody's bath night.
Someone's no, behind those ears. We just did that.
The last one, penultimate
we
one.
We just did that.
Penultimate one is make sure you get home before the lights come on.
Home before what light comes on?
The street lights.
What street light? What, in the alley or out front?
And my last rule for you, my last thing to part you on. This summer at Hollywood Studios, we're promoting a message. The message is, all summer long, is to let it go.
Let it go. But I can't, there's one thing I can't let go, and that's 20 Disney movies, one word. There's a V that we don't have yet. It's got to be a stretch.
It's 90s. It's 90s Disney, pre-Lion King.
Pre-Lion King. Is Lion King one word or two?
Two. The only one which we ever debate and we argue to the death is DuckTales. Because
that wasn't a movie.
Yeah, it had a straight to...
No, because Woohoo's in the title.
In the song.
No, it's in the title. No. DuckTales. Woohoo. Every time I hear it, that's what I hear.
So the V is Valiant.
Valiant.
Which always forgotten. Poor Valiant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Forgotten.
So, all right, 20. I got Up, Bambi, Cinderella, Brave, Frozen, Aladdin, Tarzan, Pocahontas, Dinosaur, Bolt, Atlantis, which
maybe,
is giving
question mark.
Cars, Pinocchio, Tangled, Hercules, Fantasia, Dumbo, Frankenweenie, Wall-E. What else you got?
Ponyo.
Ponyo.
Everyone forgets
that's
that.
That's an old
Disney
school short, isn't it?
No, it's an anime. Anime made by our partners, which is Disney Studio. And there are 27.
Any others?
None that I can think of the top of my head.
Thank you, James.
No worries.
It's been real.
Enjoy.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a nice
Tell Uncle Ed, Cousin Jimmy, Cousin Jen we said hi.
Yes. and I pass on to Tom. Tom.
Is he over there messing with the Jones Wolves again? He's got to be careful. They got dynamite.
Exactly. And he'll be over there again. He was always outside. Never wants to work.
Thank you, James.
All right, thank you. Be safe. Be well. All right, drinks will be fine.
All right, guys, Sam back with John. We did a little detour. We're back inside the animation building. In fact, the animation building is empty.
It's except for the drawing class. It's pretty...
It is, because the character meet and greets are over. It's a little later in the day, although we do see some coming attraction posters here. Zootopia, along with The Good Dinosaur, Finding Dory, and, of course, Inside Out, which is in theater. So there's some Inside Out concept art in here, which I thought was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But back to Frozen Summer Fun. I watched the sing-along in its new location, which was pretty sweet, and also experienced the Frozen Fever, the short, and we're getting ready for fireworks, but there's some lightning outside, so who knows if that'll happen or not. But I guess one thing, a couple of things come to mind. Number one, as you mentioned, the screen that was at Theater of the Stars for Star Wars Weekends is now inside the Hyperion Theater, which is the new location for the Superstar Television. That was awesome.
Yeah, especially even at the beginning when the curtain goes back. I mean, it's just breathtaking.
It's wow. So they're just like for Star Wars Weekends. This was the set, and they sat in front of it, and the screen changed behind them. It's the same thing that happened for the Frozen sing along, and these guys were telling the story that was behind them. I really thought it was awesome.
Yeah,
and it got some great video of it. I can't wait to produce that.
And like you said before, it's bigger than the Premiere Theater. It can hold more people in.
It's bigger. There's more people. I don't know how many more. I guess that's debatable. Mm-hmm. But the Premier Theater, that's behind walls now. Who knows what's going to happen next?
Exactly.
That's got to be part of whatever happens at Hollywood Studios in the future. So today, you know, there's a Phineas and Ferb meet and greet, a Cars meet and greet, and then basically nothing back there in the corner behind Mama Melrose.
Yeah, after you get past Muppets, it's pretty desert.
Yeah, we didn't go back there, but no. It definitely is. One interesting thing that I've heard in every Frozen thing and one other thing. Now, we know that there's some rumblings that the name of this park is going to change. Mm-hmm. In fact, it slipped out, and they know it's going to. Mm-hmm. During the Olaf stage show, and again during the Frozen sing-along, in both cases, they welcomed the audience to Hollywood Land.
Yep. And that was last year as well.
Olaf, meet the residents of Hollywoodland. And I just thought that was interesting. Is that potentially the first insight into what the name of this place will be?
I mean, if it is, Disney's laughing because they're saying it every...
They're saying it every day, 10 times a day in stuff, which is pretty cool. So we know this is going to close up. We don't know what it's going to turn into, but let's walk down here and look around a little bit because we see the empty Sorcerer's Mickey queue back here, which, you know, somewhat resembles the old MGM Studios entrance there. And, you know, that I don't think that'll look the same when it's done. Then we have the Baymax and Heroes San Francisco set, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then the What Character Are You kiosks.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long time, but, you know, that can be downloaded as an app. It's pretty straightforward. There's also some paint shop stuff, which is really you tapping different areas to do some painting.
Which you got a Minnie Mouse meet and greet to the left as well.
Yeah, which was... That's not been there that long.
Mm-mm.
It's relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
And the look at that, the animation. That's the only line here. People sitting on the floor waiting to get in there to be able to draw one of the emotions from Inside Out.
It's amazing.
It is. That's where the line is.
And even Disney Parks have put their lessons on YouTube, and this is I don't know, if I was out of town and I was not a local, I don't know, it's been an hour or 2 hours.
Yeah, there's so many other things that you could do, but if that's what your kids want, I can understand it. I tell you what I want to do. I don't know how much longer this will be or what this pre-show is going to look like, but why don't we go and listen to Mushu? I've always liked that.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Let's do that while it's raining outside, then hopefully we'll be watching fireworks after that.
Welcome. Hopefully those fireworks are going to go off. I don't know. It's pretty rainy out there. It looks like she's saying we're ready to go. So I will get started here. My name is Ron, and welcome to Drawn to Animation. My job today is to share with you a little bit about how we create those amazing characters that you see in our movies, like Inside Out, where you see our storyboards here on the left and right. You know, we have over 1,000 different characters here at Disney, and if many of you have probably taken an opportunity to go draw one of those characters in our Art Academy today. If not, we still have one more show after this, one more class after this. I'm going to go ahead and use one of these characters up here to share with you. Let's go with the lizard guy there, okay?
Dragon, not lizard. I don't do that tongue thing.
Okay, we'll pause him. See, folks, before you ever meet our characters, they go through a lot of changes. Like in the story of Mulan, Mushu wasn't Mushu. In fact, he wasn't even a dragon.
Hold it! What do you mean I wasn't a dragon?
Can you believe it?
See, I'm 100% grade A dragon. See, what the...
Mushu, you were nothing like you are today, okay? Can I continue on, please? Thank you. Okay. See,
Who are you? And who are they? And what happened to China?
Mushu, I selected you to share with these guests where our characters come from.
You saying I may already be a winner?
No, I said I selected you to share with our guests where characters come from.
I know where I came from. That's easy. See, when a mama dragon and a papa dragon love each other...
Now, wait a minute. That's not what I mean, Mushu. I knew I should have gone with Timon.
I heard that.
I apologize. You're lucky you're even here, pal.
Yeah, right.
You know, like in the movie Pocahontas, many of our characters don't even make the final cut of the movie. In that show, we started out with 3 characters. We had a raccoon, a hummingbird, and a turkey.
Say what?
Well, we found out that 2's company, but 3's a crowd. So, yeah, we dropped the raccoon.
A hummingbird and a turkey? I don't even see that working for a sitcom. Hey, don't crowd me, Colton.
You're right, Mushu. So what we found out was that the turkey wasn't working, so we got rid of the turkey, and we brought back that raccoon, and he became an entree for dinner,
okay? You keep the sidekicks you don't use?
You can say we've had some interesting barbecues around here. That is true, Mushu. Okay, where was I? So going back to the story of Mulan. In Mulan, we started out with 2 pals. We had a phoenix and we had a griffin. Now,
See, now I know y'all crazy, because these guys don't look nothing like me.
Well, that's because you weren't a dragon yet, Mushu. Come on.
Excuse me? I have always been a dragon. Here, let me show you.
Okay.
See, me and my cousin, Ellie, is the dragon. Me and my baseball team, the Chunichi dragon.
Yeah.
Who played my game?
Dungeon's the dragon. Now, wait a minute. What does Cher have to do with you being a dragon of all things?
Well, nothing. But you think Cher would be seen with either one of those 2 losers? Looking at.
I want to bring back some friends and help you remember where you came from, pal. Here we go.
Hi, Mushu. Remember me?
It's the ancestors! I didn't do it!
I'm sorry, folks. That was a little bit loud. Here we go.
I remember when you were nothing more than an idea, Mushu. That's when I came in and started doing some sketches for how you might look.
And you would be...
is the head of story development, one of your earliest designers.
Hey, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hi there, Chris.
Look, I gotta go and save China, so that would be me, the dragon.
Mushu, don't you recognize Chris?
Yeah, I think I saw his picture in the poster.
I guess you really don't remember Mushu, but as we developed the story, we learned that 2 of you was too much Mushu and too little Mulan. Remember, the story is called Mulan.
Yeah, you know I meant to speak to somebody about that.
So we kept sketching. And soon you became a dragon.
Now we're getting somewhere.
With 2 heads.
Hey, that was Mushu, that was fine. Fine looking.
Mushu, he's not talking about you.
What kind of sideshow freaky looking thing is that?
Bobby cooking chicken?
Oh, Mushu, your tail out. Don't put your tail out. Holy cow. Hurry up. He's gonna be okay, folks. He's just been working hard. He's a little fried. Yeah, he'll be okay, Chris. Come on back, pal. You'll be okay.
Yeah, thanks for making me what I am today. Confused.
Slightly toasted.
So you're saying that after they got rid of all those other Mushu, they quickly decided on the mighty and powerful Mushu that is me.
No, not exactly. Sorry, pal.
Okay, now you're just being difficult.
Well, let me say that once we chose you as a dragon...
figure out what kind of dragon you might be.
I know that voice. Hey, that guy owes me money.
You should know him. It's your supervising animator, Tom.
My super what?
Hey, Mushu, how have you been?
Well, apparently I've been everything except a chicken and a peanut.
Well, we like you as a dragon, but there are many different kinds of dragons.
I got an idea. How about a one-headed dragon? Thank you very much. Ow!
Well, since there weren't a whole bunch of dragons running around for us to study, we looked at Chinese paintings, tapestries, and carvings, and discovered that we're made up of a lot of animal parts.
Great. I'm a Chinese hot dog.
We learned that you should have the body of a snake.
What?
The horns of an elk, the claws of an eagle, and the face of...
Brad Pitt?
A
camel! Who was that on that baby?
And if you look at yourself, you'll see you're the traditional S shape found in Chinese art of the time.
You think this looks anything like me? What do you know about that? I was inspired by the mightiest dragons of all Chinese folklore.
Coming from the world, we had to be downsized.
Hey. I prefer travel size.
Well, it was great to see you again, Mushu. Hey, give me a call.
I'll give you a call. Collect! You're just lucky my pilot light is out.
Well, you know, folks, there's one more step to making a great, memorable character. That's bringing those characters to life, Mushu. So the actors, the animators actually get out of their chair and they act out the scenes that you see in those movies.
Oh, you've got issues.
That's why we do sometimes call our animators actors with a pencil.
It's starting to make sense now, isn't it, Mushu?
Wait a minute, I know that voice.
You should. Folks, it's Pam, the producer of Milan.
That's right. How y'all doing? Hey, and you're my background artist, and my cleanup artist, my layout artist, and my coffee guy, and my personal trainer.
Hey, you're looking good.
Ow! Ow!
You're all right?
Of course I am, because I'm an animated character. Hey!
And that's why we love you.
I can stop you up with a biscuit. What you looking at?
Nothing, just a little Disney romance, of course. In the meantime, let's look at some of our newer characters, folks. Here we go.
Newer, but not better than me, right?
Right, Mushu.
Hello.
I am Baymax.
Akira 6 is a story of one in Hero.
Hero? Hey!
Who befriends this really lovable robot in Baymax.
It is all right to cry.
I'm not crying. He can really do everything. Like, he can take one look at you and determine if there's something wrong with you.
I will scan you for injuries.
Scan me.
Scan complete.
Unbelievable.
He's designed to care. And that's what Baymax does. He cares for Hero.
Please exercise caution.
What's with you and Balloon Man?
It's kind of fantastic. Baymax is my favorite.
Hero and his friends are dealing with some big things, like a super villain.
How cool is that? I mean, it's scary, obviously, but how cool?
They become a group of heroes.
Is that Baymax?
Hero's friends rally together, and they become a part of Big Hero 6.
You guys, do you feel this? Our origin story begins.
It's like a combination of all the things that I love about animation.
What's wrong with you?
Big Hero 6, how else can you describe it except adventure? Comedy.
It's pretty funny.
Harry baby.
Heart. Three times the heart of any other movie out there.
My hands are equipped with defibrillators.
We're...
Stop!
It's just an expression.
There you go.
Oh, man, I loved it. Beautiful. Two claws way up. Only one thing that would make it better.
What is that?
Me. You know, I come in at the end, save the day, win the girl.
Okay.
Look, I'm just
saying
a little Mushu makes everything better.
Well, folks, I hope you learned a little bit about how to create these amazing characters. Feel free to select your, gather your items, and exit through the door there to your left. Have a magical evening,
and
hopefully let down on that rain out there. You're welcome. Thank you, Mushu. Goodbye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like